In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, family. When I think of Jesus being a good shepherd, I can't help but to also think of somebody else who taught him how to be a good shepherd. Anybody have any idea who I'm talking about? St. Joseph, yes. St. Joseph's feast day. It's actually, this whole month is dedicated to St. Joseph, and Tuesday is his feast day. And of course, this is St. Joseph's parish, and my family and I are very devoted to St. Joseph. So he's very special to me. I wanted to talk about St. Joseph being the model shepherd, and what does it really truly mean to be a shepherd? Well, to me, being a shepherd is very, very much connected to what it means to be a man. True masculinity. What does it mean? What does masculinity look like? Because really, truly, the shepherd, he identifies and he exudes what it means to be a man. His job, the job of a shepherd, is connected with characteristics of what it means to really be a man. For example, what is the job of a shepherd? What does he do? He feeds, he protects, he provides. This, my brothers and sisters, are real characteristics of what it means to be a man, what real true masculinity is. Now, masculinity is not always going to be just being a father. But in every single man, whether he becomes a physical father, has fatherhood in him. Whether he gets married and he actually has kids or not, just like women, it's in the woman's nature to be motherly, even if she doesn't have children. It's a part of who we are. It's literally a part of our chromosomes. It's the way that God designed us. So when we look at being a shepherd, he feeds, he gives even, I'm going to go a little further here, he doesn't just feed food, he also feeds the sheep with an identity. How? The sheep know the shepherd's voice. And he knows their voice when he calls them by their name. The sheep will not listen to anybody else's voice. So when they're all in this huge, big valley of in a pasture with a whole bunch of other sheep that belong to different flock, when their shepherd calls them, even if they're mixed in with other sheep, they know which direction to go in. They know exactly only their shepherd's voice because he calls them by their name. They know who they belong to. Masculinity, my brothers and sisters, being a father, being a shepherd, being a man is very, very important. You know me, I preach things that are a little kind of controversial at times, and I don't mean to be controversial. However, I do think that it's important for us to talk about certain things that are really, truly affecting our community that we can grow from. So when I speak about things that are controversial or that are difficult to talk about, it's never to jab or to embarrass or to dig at people. But it is for us to learn. As a father, what does a father's job, one of a father's jobs to do for his children is to teach them. When you look at me and you call me father, did I give birth to you? I did not. Right? Thank God. Okay? No offense. Okay? But I'm celibate and I'm happy. Very, very happy being celibate, to be honest with you. So anyway, But you are my children. I have a responsibility to teach you, to protect you, and to guide you. Correct? One of the biggest problems that I think crippling our community today is, and just in the world in general, is a masculine problem. A father wound. A father wound. It's sad. This is, and I'll give you my statistics. You can disagree with me. But as of right now, what I'm seeing is that we've got so many amazing, beautiful women that are emotionally mature and are ready to get married. And men, there are plenty of single men out there, but are not ready to get married because, unfortunately, they have not grown in their affective emotional maturity yet. Why? Again, this is no dig. Why is that? Psychologically speaking, study statistics and study psychology, it all goes back to the father. It goes back to dad. God bless our dads. God bless them. Shepherds, they sacrifice, they give a lot. And I don't think that we give men and fathers enough credit. I don't think we lift them up enough, unfortunately. However, because their fathers and their fathers and their fathers unfortunately taught them certain things, we're just passing down the same exact wrong things. And that wrong cycle that I think that has been passed down is that dad doesn't need to be emotionally and mentally involved in children and wife's life. The only job he has is to be the shepherd by going to work, working many, many, many hours, and just providing material needs and food on the table. That is a beautiful part of being a father and a shepherd. It's important. However, the missing part that I level, if dad gives his child his identity and his gender identification, then how much more psychologically and emotionally speaking is dad important? Somebody tell me. What's happening, unfortunately, is that we are, because dad was not in the home to show the son, show him, not tell him. Dad can talk all day long, but dad has to be a man of his word, a man of action. The children have to see it modeled before them. If dad is not showing the son that his yes should mean yes and his no should mean no, if dad is not showing him that it's not masculine to be emotionally involved, or it's not feminine to be emotionally involved and to show affection to his wife or to his children, then what the son is going to start doing is that he's going to start thinking that his shepherdness, his masculinity is going to be in two things that we're seeing. And you can throw your stones at me all you want. I don't care. Two things that are crippling our men today. By no fault of our own, by the way. This is the devil's work in our community. Money and sex. Now, because dad, from the youngest age, because dad is not showing the son that masculinity is not about money and producing and sexual behavior, by giving him emotional attention, by being there, by modeling to him, by speaking to him, by spending time with him, by sacrificing his job and his money to be with his children rather than just by being at work to give to his children. Difference. What happens then? The boy starts thinking, okay, well, I guess this is what it means to be a shepherd. I guess this is what it means to be a man. Now I just have to go kill myself to make tons and tons of money, to feel a sense of self-worth, and to feel like a man, I have to be physically involved with as many women as I possibly can without a commitment. Did you just hear my word? That's the key word. Jesus, when he talks about being a good shepherd, what does he talk about? He says, I lay my life down. And then St. Paul, when he talks about, when he's talking to men, he says, you must lay your life down for your wife. The most important part of being a man, boys, men, are you listening? Do you want to know the most important part of being a man? What it literally means, if you want to literally identify yourself as a man, the most important characteristic is being able to commit to someone and to something. Commit. That means that you're able to make a commitment and you're able to follow through with it. You're able to literally lay your life down every day for that one commitment you made. Let me tell you something, and I'm not standing here because I figured it out. Let me tell you something. The day of my ordination, I literally, you can go on YouTube and watch it, I walked down that aisle because I knew that was my wedding day, and I was walking down that aisle, and I literally saw in my mind myself as Jesus going up to Calvary to die. I cried like a baby. You can see it. You can watch it. I sobbed. I wasn't sobbing because I'm so holy. I was sobbing because I knew that my life was literally going to end in a sense. That I was dying to myself. I was dying to my pleasure. I was dying to my selfishness. I was dying to living alone and having everything my way and how I wanted, what I want. I knew I couldn't run anymore. I had to literally commit to you. So that when you call at 1 o'clock in the morning to say, Father, come and anoint, while I'm sleeping and I'm having beautiful dreams, right? You call and you say, Father, come to the hospital. You think, well, I want to get up and go to the hospital? I love you, but no, I don't. I want to sleep. Right? Just like a dad when his child is crying. And he's got to get up and he's got to go to his son or his daughter. Right? But no, my wife does that. I got to get up and go to work tomorrow. Boom. Perfect example of what we got going on in the community. Nah. She takes care of the kids. I go to work. That's my job and that's her job. You're right. But there's more there. There's a missing link there. And so my brothers and sisters, I'm talking to my single men, I'm talking to my married men, and I'm talking to the fathers out there. Whether you're married or you're not married, it doesn't matter. What it means to be a shepherd, what it means to be a good shepherd, is not just to give physical things to your wife, to your family, and to your children. It means that you are committed to them emotionally and spiritually and mentally. It means that you care about what they care about. It means that you validate them. It means that you lift them up. It means that you speak blessing. Did you know, dads, listen to this. This is so cool. Dads, who's a dad? Wow, God bless you. Guys, listen to this. Did you know that dad can bless his children and it's a direct blessing from heaven the way that a priest bless when he bless his child? Did you know that? Dads, every single night, if you can, go up to your children and do the sign of the cross on their forehead. You are blessing them the way that a priest bless a person. It's the same blessing. The power of a dad is incredible. The power of the father, the shepherd, the head of the home, he is the captain. He is steering that ship. Let me tell you, he is steering that ship. You're going to either steer your wife and your children to heaven or to hell. Single men, I beg of you, grow up. What it means to be a man is to commit to a woman, not to use her. It's to commit to her. It's to lay your life down for her. Not because she's physically beautiful, but because you love her as a person and you're willing to give your life for sisters, and I know all about it, okay? Y'all ain't gonna teach me nothing about it. I had 3 older sisters, so I saw it all. Let me tell you, it's wild out there. Y'all emotions is like being on a Disney ride, I'm telling you. Woo! But men, husbands, validate her. Validate her. Show her that she matters. Communicate with her. Go on a date with her. Be emotional. Don't just walk up to her and tell her, yeah, it's time to, you know, no, it don't work. Go up to her and show her that she's worth something more to you than just using her. Show her that she's worth giving your time, listening to her when she's, you know. Listen to her. My brothers and sisters, we need these reminders, okay? And especially to the men out there, I'm praying that our men today are going to make a change and model after St. Joseph. Guys, we need to pray to St. Joseph today. St. Joseph, please intercede on behalf of this male masculine dilemma crisis that we've got going on in the world today. That our Catholic men would look to St. Joseph to learn how to be a shepherd so that we can start shepherding our families and our homes and our churches all together back to Jesus.